Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just coming off of a big Blue Angels weekend. Had a great time over the weekend. Of course, it was hot, and then it was raining, and then it was hot again. So be it. One of the things that we have seen this morning, and I just wanted to ask you about, and don't know if you may not even know too much about it, but we've had, at 5 points, the light was misbehaving, and one direction was red, and one direction was green. It was frozen in that direction. Have you guys laid eyes on that? Do you know anything about that this morning?
You know, Andrew, this is the first I'm hearing about it. I'm going to have to look into that. No, I don't know anything about that, but that's certainly something that's in our lane we can handle. So,
yeah,
as soon as I get off the phone with you, we'll be looking into it.
Outstanding. Yeah, when 5 points is broken, I mean, that's not good for traffic. So, it might have cleared up by now. We were kind of going on an early report that we got about 2 hours ago, and it might even have cleared up itself by now. I don't know the fact. Anything to tell us about over the weekend, last couple of days that we don't already know about?
You know, Andrew, I am so thankful that this weekend has been pretty nice and peaceful for us. We hadn't had anything newsworthy. You know, our partners to the west had a shooting last night or this morning, and we're just super thankful that our deputies are okay over there, and you know, that hits close to home. But we're just really grateful that the Escambia deputies are okay, and they did what they had to do, and you know, we just want to extend that we're here for them.
Yeah, this and weirdly, this story must have obviously gone through on I-10, we assume, or somehow or other, because it was an Okaloosa County shooting that wound up with an Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies, you know, basically in this shootout killing this guy who was wanted for the Okaloosa shooting. And when you see a story like that, or you know, and obviously, you know, you hear about this kind of thing, I mean, how do you respond just in terms of, you're the chief deputy over your guys, but obviously you care deeply about the agencies to your east and to your west. What does it make you feel as a deputy in an agency to hear that there's been a shooting like this?
Well, you know, it like you said, it hits close to home. Every one of our agencies has been affected at one time or another by officer-involved shooting. We've had officers shot. They've had officers shot. We've had officers have to shoot. And I know exactly the emotional toll that takes on an agency. You know, it's hard not to take it personally, even though it's our neighbors. You know, in law enforcement, this is a community, and we have a very real sense of family between those agencies here in the Panhandle. So you know, we know what it's like to experience that, and that's why we're so sensitive when other agencies have those, and why we're always ready to provide any kind of assistance that we can when they go through that. And again, we thank God that no deputies were injured, that it was only a person who had committed a murder.
Right. As you say, I'm glad the deputies are safe. And I, you know, your job is always to bring somebody in safely, but if they refuse to cooperate, that, you know, they get the results of their choices. That's, you know, I understand that too. How often is it? Because this is what it makes me think of, is you guys train for exactly that circumstance. But how often is it that somebody will come and, let's say, work maybe a full career, you know, for the sheriff's office, and never in the course of that entire time fire their weapon? Because I think we tend to think that everybody gets involved in a gunfight all the time. And, of course, most police work, that is not the case. But how common is it for somebody to not even have to fire their weapon over the course of a career?
That would be the rule rather than the exception. I've been with the sheriff's office for this month is 22 years, and I've pulled my gun out of my holster a time or two, but I've never fired it outside of training. And that's the rule as opposed to the exception. Most law enforcement officers go their entire career, and ironically, some officers fire their weapon multiple times, justifiably so, in the course of their career. It's not, well, while statistics do play a part in it, it's not a evenly spread matter. It has a lot to do with assignments, locations, luck of the draw, so by and large, most officers never will fire their gun, thank goodness, but those that do, the stakes are, you know, life and death.
And see, I thought that was the case, but that's why I was like to ask the question to make sure. I think the way people perceive it and, you know, obviously what happens in reality is a different thing. Hey, last question I wanted to ask you, Chief, is a week or two ago we had this story came out of the out of New England about some folks who were traveling to do training, and they kind of loosely apparently identified with the sovereign citizen movement, the notion that no law governs them but themselves. And I know Sheriff Johnson had talked to us about this a while back, maybe a year or two ago, that was something you were encountering in Santa Rosa County on a fairly persistent basis. Does that continue to be a problem for the sheriff's office, the sovereign citizen movement in Santa Rosa?
You know, that hasn't reared its head in some time in any significant fashion. We do have several folks and some groups of folks here that that believe that in some cases they believe the federal government has very, very limited authority to intervene in their lives, and in some cases they believe they have no authority to intervene in their lives. And there are folks in Santa Rosa County that believe that way. You know, we have not, thank goodness, had any real trouble out of those kind of beliefs here lately, but they're there. They're out there, folks that don't believe that they are beholden to any laws of the land. They do walk among us.
Well, and as you say, I mean, hopefully most of the time they exercise that peculiar viewpoint in a safe way that doesn't affect other people. And in the other circumstances, well, let's hope that it resolves itself peacefully. Santa Rosa Sheriff, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, thank you so much as always for the time. Thank you for keeping us safe. And we will always take a no news report, because that's the best kind of situation from a citizen and a law enforcement perspective, sir.
Yes, sir. You bet. We'll talk to you soon.